It's just two guys slinging some bull. It's the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast.
I'm back!
On 1045theteam.com.
Get up off of that thing and dance with you, you better. Get up off of that thing and dance with you. Sing it now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. My name is Joe Bianchino, hanging out with you right here on 1045theteam.com. And I am joined today by the jack of every possible Town Square Media trade, the one and only Mr. Brian Cady. Cady, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Joe B. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely. Cady is someone you could follow on Twitter, by the way, at Brian Cady. Is that right? Is that just it?
That's correct. Just my name.
At Brian Cady. Mine's my name, too, but you can't spell it. So here's some help. Joebiancino. You can also go to the Facebook page and like us on Facebook. Search Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. Use the numbers for the two and the one.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, man. So, leave it to the Devils to just go ahead and crap on everything. Specifically me. They did it with the Rangers, and they're doing it again. I had this great plan lined out, Brian Cady. I had this whole thing queued up, whole plan. We were gonna start today talking about the Cup, how it was awarded to the Kings last night. Then we were going to get into a discussion about, is the Cup the greatest trophy in sports? It absolutely is. We would do a retrospective on the NHL season and take that into a whole thing about whether or not we trust the NHL. I had a whole plan, dude. It was laid out. It was perfect.
But
the Devils go on and win. So we can't start there tonight. They delayed their forthcoming execution. So what? We can't start there. Or we can. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, both going on at the same time. Which do you like better? We'll start there. Which do you like better?
I really don't care. We can go in either direction. We can start with the NHL. Fine with that.
Which do you like better, NHL or NBA playoffs?
NHL playoffs. NBA playoffs are, I'd say, third overall in my ranking.
Yeah, the NHL playoffs are the right answer there.
I'd go NHL 1, NFL just behind it at 2.
Yeah, I agree. You have to, because you know what it is about the NHL? I don't understand why. I understand the NHL is a niche sport. I don't really get why, because it is. I think it's my favorite, dude. You might have been able to tell it by now, but I love the NHL, and specifically in the playoffs when the game gets faster and gets more intense, and you got to be cued in for the entire game. It's not like the NBA bothers me, especially in close games. First of all, it's already a slow game that slows down into the playoffs. We've had some great WNBA games in these playoffs.
Well, they've been relatively normal scoring, in my opinion, because I remember games back like when the New Jersey Nets, you know, meant something over a decade ago. They'd be playing games where it was like 79-71.
The Celtics played a couple of those games.
Awful basketball to watch.
And you know what the other thing is about the, and I've alluded to this on previous podcasts, is that at the end of these games, when the tension is supposed to be the highest and the play is supposed to be the most dramatic, it's like 24 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 24 seconds on, 30 seconds off, with all the fouling and the intentional fouls and
timeouts.
The timeouts that take place. All, you know, it's weird because I think I could sit down at my TV with an NBA game on one channel and flip back and forth between a sitcom and an NBA game. And in the final 5 minutes of the NBA game, if I was watching all the action in the NBA game and just flipping to the sitcom on timeouts and commercials, I could watch the entire sitcom and really not miss that much.
Well, so here's to go back to what your original statement was about hockey being a niche sport and everything. I think I could pretty much whittle things down for you.
Yeah, all right.
Now, NFL is king.
NFL is king.
Because the way I look at it, A, you only have one game a week.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's the shortest regular season of the four major sports in the
United
States.
Every game means something.
So,
and by the way, they're brilliant marketers.
So they're automatically number one. Then the problem you have, whoa, you okay there? You're just backhanding your, what, you're pimp slapping your mic or something?
I am.
Anyways, the second thing being, you look at baseball, basketball, and hockey, and the thing that they all have relatively similar length seasons.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, let's see, baseball regular season wise goes April through September, that's 6 months.
Yep.
NBA and hockey does roughly the same thing. They go from like end of October to beginning, middle of April, depending on things.
Mm-hmm.
So regular season lengths are about the same. So now it comes down to what people can do, what quote unquote average people can do. It's not that hard to swing a bat or throw a baseball. It's not that hard to run up and down a 90-foot court and just throw a ball inside a hoop. But with hockey, there's special skills and special agility, I would say, necessary in order to play that game.
Oh, absolutely.
And because of that, the fact that people, including myself, can't ice skate that well...
You think, so it just doesn't translate to the average person.
Exactly. It doesn't translate all that well to the average person like a baseball game or a basketball game would. Now, that's not to say that it can't still be enjoyable. I thoroughly enjoy hockey, and I can't ice skate to save my life.
I would say to those people, get over it. It's a good sport.
Right.
But I'm an avid
that's
follower.
Probably,
so.
I would assume that's the mentality direction
I
that people go
that.
With. So.
So either way, let's start with the NBA. We've talked some hockey. I'm backing up already. Let's just do the NHL because it's really not going to take that long. The Devils won. They stood tough. They're going to lose one of these next two games at home. All they did last night was make it a worse TV product when the Kings win the Cup. What happened.
I've got to openly admit, I went to bed after the second period ended.
Yep.
Because the Yankee game had ended by that point.
We'll get to the Yankees.
For whatever reason, I was not thoroughly... entertained by Thunder Spurs early on that game. I just didn't feel like staying up to watch that game. Plus, I had to be up at 4 in the morning. But that's beside the point. When I went to bed, in my head, I thought, the Devils are going to win this game. Because even though the Kings were getting more shots on Marty Brodeur in that second period, I just felt like, for whatever reason... the Devils were going to walk away with this one because just the way that they're forechecking. I thought their forechecking was so much
great. Their forechecking,
it was so much better than the Kings last night, even though they couldn't get a shot for the last 14 minutes of the second period. Their forechecking was so much better than the Kings. It just had that feeling that the Kings would make some kind of bonehead mistake that the Devils would capitalize and win the game, and they did.
But do you think the Devils have any shot at winning the series?
No, but I think there's a very good chance you see the series come back to L.A. for Game 6. I know the Kings and their road record. I get that. But I think the Devils now, they'll carry a little bit of momentum and some positive thoughts for once in this series
home. I hope it comes back to L.A. Because, first of all, there's no way. I think they're like 10-0 on the road, the Kings are this postseason.
I think that's about right.
I don't think it gets... And I like to see the Cup skated at home.
Exactly.
That's a great TV moment. And the NHL needs some TV moments. And maybe if they get that opportunity, they'll wise up and put it on NBC!
It'll be their first... That's their first Cup if they win it, right?
That would be their first Cup.
Yeah.
45 last years? Last night, game... What was that? Game 4? Game 4 of the NHL Finals was bumped to the NBC Sports Network... by Law & Order SVU!
Rerun.
A rerun?
Yeah. According to somebody I saw on Facebook this morning.
Oh, my God! This is why I was scared.
Well, dude, the TV ratings for the first three games were pretty atrocious, from what I understand.
Most of them were on it.
Game two, if I remember correctly from the stats I looked up, Game 2's rating was the worst Game 2 rating since the Ducks-Senators Game 2 in 07.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, game 3 was on the NHL Network. Or the what's the name of it? The Versus. Formerly
NBC
Versus.
Sports Network.
Thank you.
I could sense the frustration not only in your voice, but in the physical expression on your face right now.
I hate the NHL. This is why I didn't want them to sign a deal with NBC, because, you know, reruns of America's Got Talent bumps a playoff game, which happened earlier. But whatever. All right, let's...
Hey, no offense. They know ratings. I'm not, look, I,
right,
I,
but that's what I mean. We should have, the NHL should have gone with a different network and tried to get, just like, they should have paid ESPN to take it and let ESPN hype it up for like a couple years and then maybe go to, whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
I'm
going to get angry.
With the NHL, as much as I love the game, now I don't sit and watch every game for the Devils and every game for the Rangers year in and year out, but I watch enough to the point where I am as interested in the NHL through the winter as I am with the NBA, maybe even a little more so, because to me, I can't watch NBA regular season basketball.
No, it's terrible.
I'm sorry. I just can't
terrible.
Do it. So, and I actually enjoy, you know, going to hockey games, so.
No,
is that all put
great,
together?
Not a bad seat in any house if you're watching a hockey game. If you're live sitting, there's not a bad spot in the entire arena
a
hockey game.
The thing is, I just don't know. I think ESPN would really be the only network where they could get, like, respectable ratings.
Yeah.
Because if you put them on, like, a, I don't know. Where else could they have gone other than NBC?
Honestly, the NHL is reduced to a network whose like second biggest thing now is the MLS, and third is collegiate rugby. I actually sat down and watched. Well,
they have a good amount of college basketball games they show during the year.
Do they?
And horse racing too. You got the Triple Crown on the NBC Sports Network.
But that's like three races a year. Oh, and well, and they're covering Saratoga.
Somewhere at Saratoga.
All right, whatever. Let's go to the NBA. Where Thunder came back. Last week, if you listened to the podcast, you heard me proclaim the Thunder as dead and that we were headed for a Heat-Spurs final. I am an idiot. Here we are. The Thunder have advanced. They beat a team that won 20 straight, four straight. How in God's name do you win 20 straight and follow it up with a four-game losing streak? Come on, son.
It's a historic collapse. I wouldn't even say it collapse because...
No, the Thunder are a great team, though. Well, so I don't know if you can call it... What? Yeah.
Plus, you look at the Spurs or any basketball team. When you win 20 in a row... You're going to fall and fall hard at some point.
It's the do factor at some point. Yeah,
yeah, you're going to fall and fall hard at some point, and it was just a matter of time before the Spurs... I mean, they're a great ball club, but I think it just got to a point where, A, they just exhausted themselves.
And the Thunder are so damn athletic.
Yeah.
You just look at it like Durant looks like he'd be knocked over by a stiff wind, but he does things in the paint and on the... They're unbelievable. And Westbrook is the same way, and Harden's got a ferocious beard that you just... that beard won't quit, man. That is fantastic.
Second only to Brian Wilson in sports, if you ask me.
And it's kind of the same thing, with like the just...
Same idea.
Bushy straight out with a little coning at the bottom that kind of tapers it in a bit. I mean, that is... That beard is not something you see on like a 20-year-old man, though.
That beard is not weird at all.
But it's, you know what I mean? It's not one you see on a 20-year-old dude. Like, that is a beard you see on, like, a chiseled old dude from, like, South Philly who's seen some things. That is that beard that James Harden is rolling.
Almost like a Shaft-looking dude from the 70s, maybe.
Right. Kind of like that. Just a guy who has seen some things in his day. All right. But, so the Thunder win. They dispatch with the Spurs. They're headed to the finals. They play either the Celtics or the Heat. Game 6 in that series is tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. You could tell how much I'm like cued in.
Yeah, yeah, you're reaching for that one. It's okay.
I'll watch the game. I'll see what's up because I believe in the Heat. I almost said my Heat.
Yeah, wow. You were just saying all that.
I've adopted the Heat because I'm like, dude, LeBron James is a good player. Everybody get off his damn back.
Look.
So I've adopted the Heat in sort of a reckless, just leave the man alone.
I'm with you.
Leave him alone.
I'm with you moving forward from the LeBron hate. But here's the thing I want to throw out there. There is a good possibility you'll see Kevin Durant win his first ring in half the time. Depending on what happens after this, in half the time it takes LeBron to get his first ring.
I understand that, but I know the story of LeBron has no supporting cast is overblown, but Durant is playing with Westbrook and Harden, and for a while LeBron James's best second option was Zydrunas Ilgauskas. That's not a winning equation, and he brought them to the finals.
Well, think about it. This is a basic equation with NBA champions. Generally speaking, you have one all-world, all-star, all-league guy, and then one or two really good guys, maybe even potential all-stars. Last year's Mavericks team, you had
Dirk.
And then surrounding him, you had Jason Terry, Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler, Caron Butler when he was healthy. Right. Before that, even the old Spurs teams, you had the first title, it was Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
Bruce Bowen, and then it converted into Parker, Ginobili, Duncan.
Yeah, LeBron didn't have any of that with the Cavs.
No, LeBron had a washed up Shaquille O'Neal.
Now he's had it. He's got to win with the Heat, and I think he will. And I think the Heat win tonight. Do you think the Heat win tonight?
I don't think so.
I think the Heat find a way to win tonight.
That Boston crowd, I think, is just too much for them to handle.
Shut up, Boston.
I agree with you on that. But here's the one thing I do want to say about LeBron. And this is my way of shutting up the LeBron hatred.
Yep.
LeBron James is 27 years old. Do you know how old Michael Jordan was when he won his first NBA title?
7.
He was 28. He debuted in the league in 84. He did not win a title until 91. People tend to forget that it took Michael Jordan a good 7 to 8 years for the Bulls to build a core around him with Pippen, with Paxson. I believe back then they had Cartwright. They had a core that they were able to rotate through. B.J. Armstrong. They had to get a good solid core around him that allowed them to produce. And then the later years, he got Rodman,
Pippen
Luke
was still
Longley,
there. Yep.
Pippen, Kukoc, Steve Kerr. You had pieces around him
Kukoc.
To win titles.
Kukoc does not sound like an athletic man. But like, he was, like you just say like yeah.
He was a very productive NBA.
I know. It's just I every time I hear somebody say Kukoc, I was like, Kukoc? That guy is an athlete? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean right, that's the kind of situation LeBron needs to fall into.
So I think the Heat win tonight, but then again I thought the Spurs were gonna like sweep the Thunder. I thought Spurs in 5, so
Boston.
Man, forget Boston. All right. We'll stop here. We'll come back. We'll switch topics. We got to get into this. I got number one Yankee fan over here, Brian Katie, and I'm a Yankee fan, and so we're going to bask in some glow. We'll be right back.